Thanks, Brad. Good morning. 54-year-old Kathleen Jennings of Arcata died in a head-on collision on Highway 101 yesterday morning. CHP reports witnesses saw Jennings driving her car in an erratic manner headed north on the 101 and that just north of the Bayside cutoff when she somehow managed to turn her car around and head southbound on the northbound lane directly in the path of 25-year-old Josh Larson of Eureka. Larson was unable to avoid Jennings' vehicle. The two cars collided head-on. Larson was injured and left trapped in his car, and after being extricated, he was transported to the hospital. Jennings suffered fatal injuries during the collision and was also left trapped in her vehicle, had to be extricated. The collision shut down both lanes of northbound Highway 101, diverting traffic into Samoa Boulevard and Old Arcata Road. The northbound lanes were reopened at about 9:30. Evidence found at the scene by the CHP points to alcohol having played a role in the collision, and the incident remains under investigation. This appears to be an odd case that happened on New Year's Eve. The sheriff's office reports on New Year's Eve, a man appeared at Redwood Memorial Hospital for treatment of a gunshot wound. When deputies arrived to interview the man, he said he had been sleeping on the river bar near Fernbridge when he heard a shot, got up and started running when he was shot in the back. The victim was able to flag down a passing motorist who took him to the hospital. When deputies attempted to interview the man a second time, he provided a false identity, refusing to answer questions about how he had been shot and refused any further details. Investigators have discovered the victim's true identity, but an attempt at a third interview was met with more stonewalling. Anyone with information about the incident is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Later today, the California State Association of Counties will look at a ballot initiative that would address the realignment of state services, including mental health, probation, and parole, that counties will now be responsible for funding. CSAC wants to put the issue to the ballot to constitutionally guarantee that extended tax increases and dedicated revenue bound for the counties to fund the realignment project so counties don't take on the costs normally covered by the state. CSAC will meet today to vote on whether to take the ballot initiative route. Reporter Dan Squire has an announcement from Congressman Mike Thompson's office about funding for the Eureka Fire Department. Here's Dan with more.
Congressman Mike Thompson's office announced that a federal grant totaling more than $180,000 has been awarded to the Eureka Fire Department. The grant was awarded through the Assistance to Firefighters Grant Program. And Thompson said, and I quote, "This grant is a win for the public and our local fire department, and it will help our firefighters protect our public safety," unquote. The grant money will be used to install fire sprinkler systems in Eureka Fire's three stations, all of which were built decades ago. Since 2001, the AFG has provided approximately $5 million in grants to fire departments across the country.
Thanks, Dan. More KINS News. It's after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CeCe Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
Congressman Thompson's office has some legislation that will impact the North Coast. In the Intelligence Authorization Act for this year, one of Thompson's provisions to combat foreign drug cartels from using federal land to grow marijuana. The provision calls for the country's intelligence services to compile a threat assessment of foreign drug traffickers who are using federal lands. The threat assessments would then be used by federal, state, and local law enforcement to identify and combat the grow operations. The provision also ensures that the intelligence is not used to gather information to spy on American citizens. Hundreds of new laws went into effect in California on the first of this year, but one law passed last year that's already the target of legal attack. It's AB 144. It prohibits people from openly carrying unloaded firearms in public outside of their homes or vehicles. California already bars carrying a loaded firearm in public, and AB 144 expands that prohibition to unloaded firearms. A Southern California man has already challenged the constitutionality of the law, pointing to the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling that overruled a similar law in the District of Columbia. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.